This next presentation is often on our agenda. We know that having access to books and materials is very important, and this gentleman is here with us again to talk about expanding access to the world's knowledge. He has come to be a good friend of the National Federation of the Blind, having served as the director of the nation's Library for the Blind now for some time. We've had a long-standing, many decades, tight relationship with the library. Obviously, we have a very strong interest. I told you last year that the director has shown that he's a gentleman of true heart and dedication for the work. I also would add to that this year that I think he's not fooled easily, and we should be glad that we have him as a champion inside the Library of Congress. I think he's doing a great job of navigating what will, you know, ultimately always be the bureaucracy of any federal institution, but he's doing that in an authentic way that reflects the what blind people want. And so we got to give him a lot of credit for that. He's also been at this convention and having a good time, and he's not afraid to be in and amongst the constituents and learning about what we want in a library. I'm very interested to see what he says to the crowd this year, since he boosted the number in Amish Romance last year with his speech. Here from the National Library Service is Jason Broughton.
I'll never forget the day I read
a book. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Good morning. Good morning.
70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear the day I read a book.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for that wonderful but unexpected musical selection. It is always wonderful to be amongst you and have such a wonderful time here. And being that we are in the humid but wonderful state of Florida, it has been extraordinary to be having lots of conversations about what we're doing at the Library of Congress and at the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. I will not be before you very long. But with that, I want to thank President Rick Obono, the board, the newly elected officers, and members for having me here today. As we start, though, I'd like to give a little description about who I am for those who kind of want to imagine what I might look like. So I am 6'1", 210 pounds. I'm an African-American male from the South, hail from South Carolina, but had a wonderful time in Vermont as a state librarian there. Pronouns are he, him, his, but on stressful days, the word mine comes to be up. Physique of a Greek god. The smile that can span the globe. Humor of a comedian. And infectious laughter like a child. That is who I am as your director of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. And before I fully get started with these updates, and since we are on the subject of thanking so many wonderful women of all the things that you do to make life wonderful, it reminds me of a great quote. Some of you have heard this because you've been around. Do you want to talk to the man in charge or to the woman who knows what's really going on? So my topic today is expanding access to the world's knowledge. At NLS, it is always important to understand that knowledge is essential for so many human activities and values. It includes agency over one's life, freedom, freedom to read, freedom to learn, freedom to go, freedom to travel, the exercise of political power, economics, social and personal development. And what we're doing at NLS is we are trying to understand and navigate within four realms this year specifically. Our strategic goals are increase availability and discoverability, elevate your digital experiences, modernize ourselves, and last but not least, one reason that we're here, understand our users, which means having conversations with you about what we do, how we do it, and what you would like to see in the collection. With that, we're in the era of what is called the era of enhancement. Under my goal, we are looking to upgrade a lot of items, refine it, accentuate it, almost try to make them perfect to give you a great experience to access what we have. It's important to make sure that we listen to you and understand how we want to navigate to make these things accessible. Because for those who do not know, right now, accessibility is the new sexy thing when it comes to helping people. So you'll hear that phrase thrown about by some of the biggest and the best. But when I tell people, we have been here for 95 plus years. At the Library of Congress and for the nation, we kind of helped start that term. So things that we're rolling out, as you know, we are upgrading items to Bard, which is our Braille and audio reading download. We're going to make it more scalable. We're navigating between Android and iOS systems. A unique thing that we've also done, just in a physical item, we've helped our network libraries across the country get access to Braille Lego kits. And it has been astronomical as far as the amount of feedback they're getting as they start to roll those out. We're looking at also having more data on what we'd like to do for a smart speaker, so know that that is coming closer to fruition. So we are thanking all of you who participate in our actual reviews and our testing of this product. We look forward to bringing that forward to you in the future. Another specific thing is we like to hear from our users. So programming is important that we provide to you out of the nation's capital, at the LOC, as we say. And so with that, our goal is to hear from you about what shortcuts, what items you feel might be more beneficial, how to create bookshelves and different items in our apps and on our platforms. A very unique thing is we are looking to include an international language search option to allow users to have up to four languages in our app. This is a big item because of what we have as what is known as the Marrakesh Treaty, which allows us to access and get material from across the world. With that, we also have a lot of unique items. And to my group that I know when I took the position, I did not have a really clear understanding of, to my low vision users, I have heard you. We are looking at making sure that we have color contrast between selected and unselected search categories. We are definitely looking at light, invert, and dark modes. And we also will have a host of items that will help with visual impairments. As we go forward, we continue to upgrade our systems and navigate them by hearing from you and listening to you. My last update, because as I said, I want to keep it brief, because I love talking with people. For those who know me as a Southerner, I love to stay up late and talk. Love it. If you hadn't heard, we are, after 57 years of being away, for those who have visited us on what would be known the Georgia Avenue and Petworth District in D.C., we are moving. We have begun that process, and after 57 years of being away, we are moving back to the Capitol Complex into the Library of Congress. While we definitely will miss our location, this offers you the opportunity to now visit NLS at the Library of Congress on the Capitol Complex. We look forward to having official visits open up in 2025, but I want to give you some things on what the library is even doing that you can do even though we are still in transition. You might not know this, but the Library of Congress has tactile tours and experiences for you at the library itself. You can feel the exterior, the interior. You can have audio items for the exhibits that we have, and you can have assistance to navigate the entire item, including, if you would like, special requests, to see certain types of collections. Don't forget, you have U.S. Copyright, the Congressional Research Service, NLS as those entities that are there. But people might not know. We have the world's largest comic book collection, the world's largest Barbie collection. Yes, Barbie is a thing, and who cannot forget, there is a doll called Ken, so let's not forget the male side of this. You can have a look at Ken as well. So as I say this, we look forward to you visiting us. I thank you again for having me at this conference, and I really, really appreciate being the director of NLS because it has wonderfully allowed me to be amongst you and to have a lot of things that I never thought I'd be able to experience. And as I say this, I appreciate all that you guys have done to allow us to know what it is that we can do better and how we can navigate. So I want to leave you with a poem. A good librarian does these types of things, you know. This one is by Langston Hughes. It's called Shadows. We run. We run. We cannot stand these shadows. Give us the sun. We were not made for shade, for heavy shade and narrow space of stifling air. That these white things have made, that these people who have hated us, we run. Oh God, we run. We must break through these shadows. We must find the sun. Because that is what we all as human beings live to adore, to be able to have agency over our lives, to navigate our own future, and have the information and progress to do so. Thank you.